This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Dairy producers and industry professionals from across the country have gathered for the International Dairy Foods Association's annual forum this year in Palm Desert, California. And one of those producers is Vermont dairy farmer Paul Doten, who milks 120 Holsteins on his operation in Vermont. So while Paul's soaking up the sun in California, who's milking the cows while he's away?
I have a 31-year-old son who runs a farm when I'm not there. As far as I'm concerned, he runs it quite a lot when I am there. That's the plan, to transition it to him. Kindergarten, he said he wanted to be a dairy farmer, and he hasn't changed his tune. And they're going to have a grandchild. Our first grandchild in May, so that even makes it more positive.
Paul currently a member of the Agrimark Cabot Board of Directors, and he says Cabot continues to look for innovative ways to sell dairy products to consumers.
Right, and Cabot is new lines of cheese. The cracker cut, which has just exploded. People want the convenience of the cheese pre-cut. They open the container and then reseal it if they want to, but we're in hopes they'll eat all 7 ounces at once and then come and get another one.
Cabot has come a long way from the cooperative's inception and has a big year coming up.
Started in 1919, because next year is our 100th anniversary, by a group of farmers in the Cabot, Vermont area, who each brought a cord of wood to the plant as their payment to get into the co-op, so they could provide heat and everything else to make the plant go. And we're going to have the 100th anniversary, like I said, next year. So as time progressed, they got into trouble back in the 80s, late 80s, and merged with Agrimark, and so we're together now. Been a real good marriage, because without the market to Cabot, we would not have the success we're having now.
Part of that success is shipping dairy products to the rest of the world, like whey.
About 15 years ago, we put up a whey facility to take the product that used to be dumped on fields, because when you make 100 pounds of cheese, 90 pounds of it is whey. It used to be just a product that got dumped on the fields. But the environmental situation, we had to do something, and we made the bold move to go to this whey processing facility for, at that point, $18 million, which was a big bite. Whey protein concentrate, 80%, goes to baby food companies and foreign companies. There's also the sugar that comes out, which is about two-thirds of what comes off the cheese, off the whey, and that is also sold internationally. A lot of it to feed pigs in China. Railroad cars full of the lactose, the sugar part.
That's Vermont dairy producer and Agrimark Cabot board member Paul Doten. Switching gears, we have discussed this in the past. The Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin hosting ACE Twilight meetings, where you join fellow community leaders and elected officials, along with dairy and livestock producers and everyone in the community, to get together for the 2018 Agricultural Community Engagement Education Seminar. And the next one is Tuesday, February 20th in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. PDPW Executive Director Shelley Mayer tells us more about the ACE Twilight meetings.
The model of ACE is a model that could be used anywhere in the country. The Wisconsin Towns Association and the Wisconsin Counties Association, and the three of us, that trifecta that we formed in partnership, is called ACE. And ACE stands for Agriculture Community Engagement. And the whole purpose of that working partnership is to learn from one another, educate, but really come together in dialogue and talk about issues that are pertinent to our communities. And the tough stuff, shared space, land use, water, the employment of our natural resources, our people, taxes, roads, all of it that goes into infrastructure, our schools. All those things that are important, but also to give an opportunity for others to get a glimpse of how is the dairy industry changing and what are some of the needs of the changing industry and some of the expectations. So we learn from one another. It's important that we have the farm community there. You think about it, the fabric, what's going to make a community strong, we all interact, is having them come together and be able to have a very rich dialogue when you bring such different backgrounds together. So we invite everybody. You know, we don't resolve all of the issues, but at least people are able to learn from one another, listen to one another, which is most important.
That's PDPW Executive Director Shelley Mayer, and more information about the ACE Seminar at pdpw.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.